NA1SS, how do you read, over? NA1SS, how's you loud and clear, over? NA1SS, copies loud and clear. Yeah, that was a historic moment you just mentioned, and honored to be talking to the John Glenn Middle School today, and I'm ready. Great question. We have a few people on the crew that are trained as medical officers, even though we're not medical doctors, but we do have doctors that are on the ground in Mission Control that help us out as well with great procedures in case anything like that happens. Over. We do usually have free times on the weekends. We mostly spend it looking out the window at our beautiful planet, taking a lot of pictures of Earth. We also can catch up on email or call our families and friends. Over. That's a tough one to answer. Great question, though, because we go through a lot of tests, physically and mentally, like you're talking about, psychological as well as physical testing, as you go through the astronaut interview process, because we want to pick the people that we think can handle the environment of space, which is very stressful and harmful to your body. Over. Well, being clean is a big part of being up here and keeping everybody on the crew healthy. We're in a very small space, so we don't want to pass any germs along to other people. So we're very meticulous about being clean and keeping our hands clean. We don't have a shower up here, so we just kind of wipe down our bodies every day after we work out, and that keeps us actually very clean. Eating food is very similar. You don't want to have dirty hands eating food. Just like on Earth, it can get people sick, and it'll spread very quickly up here. Over. Teamwork is extremely important, and I would say paramount to what we do up here. We have a team and a crew of 6 people up here on the space station right now, but we have a team really of thousands of people on the ground that we're a part of as well. So all the mission control centers around the world are part of our team as well, and we're just honored to be part of it, and all the people that trained us for this mission. So it's extremely important for us to be able to execute our mission by having a great team and support behind us. Over. Well, one of my favorites so far has been I got to plant some lettuce up here and see if it would actually grow. And it took about 6 weeks, and it grew really well up here. So it's something that we're going to have if we want to go out to a place like Mars or somewhere really far out in space. We're going to have to be able to grow our own food. So it was really neat to actually see that happen and work, and we got to eat it while we're on board, too. Over. Well, I certainly miss home and all the things that come with it, but this is a special, unique place that we get to live and work for about 6 months, so it's pretty neat. And sleeping up here is a little challenging. It's a little more challenging than Earth because you kind of just float while you're sleeping. It is neat being so, a little bit closer to the stars than we are on Earth, but I don't think I'll miss it too badly. Just the environment up here is just so special. I'll miss the views and certainly the crew I'm working with. Over. Great question, and we bring a lot of stuff to the table. When you talk about NASA over the past 40 to 50 years of the space program in general, we've brought so many technologies to humans on Earth, as well as things like bringing clean water and systems that we have to use up here to keep our water clean. We use them now in third world countries that don't have clean water supplies, so they do that.